Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
All right, good morning, folks. It's Three Dudes with a View. My name is Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. It's a Tuesday morning, and it seems our weather these days is just, it's raining, then it's not raining. It's raining, then it's not raining. So I guess that's spring, y'all. What else can you say? Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York, has not joined us yet. Special guest dude, Ron Hart, native son, favorite son of Columbia.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, Ron?
Doing well.
All right. We've got all our folks back here with us with the Well Outreach today, Ron. And again, many thanks for your generous contribution yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. And let's see, who have we got with the Well here? Paul Goldsmith, volunteer for the Well, Citizen Goldsmith.
Honor to be here. This is really exciting because the Well has been in Spring Hill for 18 years, and they've just launched a new food pantry in Mount Pleasant. And so we're here today, grateful to you, Delk, and the team at Front Porch Radio, in offering us this airtime to help us stock the shelves so we can feed more local families in need. And just quickly wanted to give the phone number. Somebody who's listening, wanted to get involved and help the Well feed local families in need. It takes about $30 to provide a week's worth of groceries to families in need. And every gift given today is going to stay local and help families in need. And so that is needed. You can call 615-439-2921. You can give online as well at thewelloutreach.org, or call the Well here locally in Spring Hill at 615-439-2921. And this morning, every gift given is going to have double the impact. So if you give $30, it'll become $60. You give $100, it'll become $200. All gifts are welcome and needed, Delk, so that we can feed as many local families in need as we can.
Yeah, and this is the last day of the Wells Telethon, and so this is it, folks. Get in here and participate, make a difference, and we'll go back to our regular programming tomorrow. But
yeah, don't wait, because you know, this is really a moment where we can have a significant impact. We can really make a difference in our community. Everybody talks about making a difference. Everybody, you know, wants to make a difference. And here's an opportunity to do just that. It'll take only a couple of minutes of your time, but I'd encourage you to call here before 8:30. Every gift given up to $1,000 will be doubled. So your $100 will become $200, or your $500 will become $1,000. Be as generous as you can. Give the Well a call, 615-439-2921. That's 615-439-2921, or give at thewelloutreach.org. And Shelly Sassen's the CEO of the Well. She's actually here live at Front Porch Radio to really share a little bit more about the heart of the Well.
Thank you for having us, Paul. We're so happy to be here and just to invite our local community into the story of the Well. And the story of the Well is basically walking alongside families in our community that are having to make very difficult decisions between buying food and paying their rent. I mean, it's hard to fathom that. You know, do I buy food or do I pay my rent? Or senior citizens that are having to buy food or pay for medication. And so our goal is to offer a food ministry support system that feeds anyone in need. Anyone in need can come to the Well. They can go to our pantry two times a month and get food support. But we need your help. We can't do this by ourselves. Our numbers are astronomical, as Paul said. Last year, we were feeding 13,000 families through our food pantries. And this year, we're projecting to serve 20,000 families.
Staggering.
It's a big difference. And so that's a lot more food to buy, Paul. Mm-hmm. And so we're asking for our community's support today to help us buy that food.
And for those of you who haven't heard, the Well is a food ministry. It's they have locations in Spring Hill and Mount Pleasant, and they bring good, nutritious food to many, many people, and they do it so efficiently. They're able to do good, nutritious food for $30 a week.
Yeah, $30 for a cart full of groceries. It's actually valued at about $250, but we get it for $30 because of all the food rescuing we do.
Yeah, it's amazing. And speaking of Mount Pleasant, principal of Mount Pleasant High School, Eric Hughes, is here with us. How you doing?
Good morning. Thank you so much for letting me come on.
Glad to have you here. Now, what? Tell me about Mount Pleasant. Now you see the Well's mission there in Mount Pleasant.
Sure. The Well has been supporting our students now for a few years. You know, one of the things that we often worry about when our students come to school is, have they been fed? And a lot of times our kids are hungry. But most importantly, as our kids leave us on Friday afternoon, we often worry about them during the weekend. So the Well Backpack Program is allow our students to pick up a backpack full of food to carry home. And, you know, the great benefit is it not only supports Mount Pleasant High School, but it supports all the schools in the Mount Pleasant area. And initially, there was, I don't say some concerns, but just some reservation about how the kids, especially being high schools, would react to receiving a backpack.
Like they might feel in a spotlight, maybe.
Sure. You know, being a little bit older, maybe I don't want to see my peers see me grab a backpack.
Right.
But they have embraced. I mean, they're very openly, they'll come in. We're able to do it through our counseling center. And I have a wonderful counseling clerk who she kind of handles every bit of it. And the kids are not only willing to come in and ask for them, but when they bring the backpack programs to the schools each week, they're willing to help out to load and unload.
Aww.
You know, and what it is, you know, for our high school kids, you can see they're really, they benefit from it. But a lot of these have younger siblings. And I think one of the biggest assets of it is they know that their siblings are going to be taken care of over the week. And we have extra backpacks, and at times they'll come in and ask for food during the week, or maybe they just need a snack, and just to kind of something to get them through the day.
That's absolutely amazing. Shelley, tell us about those backpacks.
Well, each backpack, it's $5.50 for a whole weekend's worth of food. It has four meals and two snacks in it. It comes in a brightly colored drawstring bag, so it looks and feels really positive. Our goal is that we hope that these students look back on this time in their life with a happy memories, that they felt like someone was seeing them, acknowledging them, and helping them during that time. I guess one of the things that really breaks our heart when we hear about students needing backpacks or jetpacks, as we call them.
Yeah, I was about to say, y'all call them jetpacks.
Yes, we call them jetpacks, is some of the stories that we've heard from some of the teachers and administrators, stories of students, like you said, Eric, showing up to school over the weekend, not have eaten over the weekend, and doing things like taking ketchup packets out of the cafeteria and, you know, substituting that for food. We don't want that. We want to take care of the children, the most vulnerable. Eric, I know, as you said, we've also partnered together in some of our mobile food pantries together.
We have. We've had a couple of opportunities for some of our clubs. One was our football team to participate and help out to hand out food to the community. You know, that is an opportunity for them to give back. But also some of the same students who were actually helping were also receiving food also. You know, one of the things, I'm a lifelong resident of Mount Pleasant. I was born and raised there. And I often see generational poverty.
Such a great community. Yeah.
Generational poverty, and you see just generations after generations struggling. And one of the goals, you know, as an administrator at the high school is, how can I help break that generational poverty? But the Well, you know, what they're able to do is it's immediate. You know, it's right then and right there. So come Monday morning, our kids are not coming in hungry because they've had an opportunity with the jetpack to have food during the weekend.
I would love to also do a big shout out to Groove Life. Groove Life is actually our sponsor of all of the Mount Pleasant jetpacks. So that's the elementary, middle, and high school. And we are so thankful for them.
That is absolutely amazing. And how does the backpack program work there at Mount Pleasant High School?
So what we do is we identified the kids of need, and we were able to do that through our faculty and staff. And then they bring in the jetpacks, and we store them in our counseling center. And then toward the afternoon, on Friday afternoon, the kids just stop by. You know, if they're a little nervous, we will put it in a bag for them, or what we'll do is oftentimes put it in their backpack. But kids have became so excited about it. They'll just grab the backpack, walk down the hallway right there, right before they get on the bus, right before they leave school. And, our kids are really good about helping each other. And, we had a story the other day where one student, he was actually coming to get backpack for another kid. I mean, the other kid was absent. But he was saying, look, I'm going to his house this weekend. Can you please let us have the jet pack where we could take it to him? Just those stories of helping each other.
Absolutely amazing. And can you see the difference? Can you see that the kids are happier, more productive?
Oh yes. Not only are they happy and more productive, but when it comes to Monday morning or even during the week, we're getting more out of them academically. And if a student is hungry, they're not going to perform at the level that we want to perform each day. Your basic needs is food, those necessities. That's the first thing they have to have before academically we can do anything to help move the needle.
That is absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. I don't know, Ron, you recall in Central High School in 1977, were there families that would have needed a backpack or a jetpack?
No, we had that back then. There were kids fairly hungry. You could tell at lunch, they didn't have money for lunch, et cetera. And, but yeah, nothing as structured as that. And I'm involved in Chattanooga Food Bank here. They do a good job as well. Gary Chazen gave them a big center. And it's the same metric. You get food from Walmart and other places that have extra food, and they've got donors, et cetera. And there's a huge multiplier effect on what they do and the structure they have, and a lot of volunteers and all. So it's a great program for any town, and I'm glad you guys are doing it there.
Yeah. Well, and I will say also, if I can just talk about numbers real quick, because that's why we're here today, is to help raise funding. But the numbers that the Well is serving the students in need in our communities is a bigger number than you would expect. We serve 29 local schools, and every weekend of the school year, the Well with our community partners is feeding 1,300 students. And I mean, that's just a phenomenal number when you think about 1,300 jetpacks sitting on a table, going on a truck, going to the school, going to all of those schools every week. And so we really do need community support to help offset that.
And you can do that right now at thewelloutreach.org, or have double the impact in your giving right now before 8:30, up to $1,000, by calling The Well at 615-439-2921. That's 615-439-2921 to have double the impact on your giving. This isn't a have to, but this is a get to. You get to help your neighbors in need. And Delka's talking about generational poverty. They've done studies on this, and the further kids fall behind in their reading comprehension and in their education, the much greater chances that they remain in poverty throughout their lives. So if we can help these kids stay on track, and it's hard to read, it's hard to learn when you're hungry. And so that's what we're doing. We're coming alongside these students, these families, to no fault of their own, are just born into the situation, and we're trying to help them, release them from poverty so they can have productive lives, so they can thrive. And nobody that shows up at the door of the Well ever imagined they would be there. It's families just like yours and mine, and that's why we're inviting you to reach out and help a local family in need, and have your giving doubled this morning before 8:30. 615-439-2921, or give at thewelloutreach.org.
There we go. We're breaking. We'll be back.
Parks Motor Sales is Middle Tennessee's home for the best GMC vehicles on the market. Visit Parks at 919 Nashville Highway and test drive truck favorites like the GMC Sierra or Canyon. Or try a popular SUV like the GMC Acadia or Terrain. Parks also has a wide variety of certified pre-owned vehicles for every need. At ParksMotorsales.com, you'll see an extensive inventory, their latest deals, and servicing options. Shop Parks Motor Sales once and you'll agree. Parks GMC. We are professional grade.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Have you been hauling your own garbage to the convenience center? Are you tired of doing it? Does your work schedule keep you from hauling it off regularly? Is your teenage son not taking it off like he promised when he got his driver's license? Do you have something better to do on Saturday? If any of these questions strike home to you, call the garbage man at 931-540-0919 and your problem will be solved.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090 for all your home comfort needs. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Maury County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Are you tired of living with constant knee pain? Introducing a breakthrough alternative to knee replacement surgery. At the Dr. Gill Center, we offer advanced treatments that target the root cause of knee pain without invasive surgery. Our non-surgical approach means faster recovery, no downtime, and long-lasting relief. Say goodbye to knee pain and hello to a more active, pain-free life. Call the Dr. Gill Center at 615-794-0800 and ask about our $49 special. The Dr. Gill Center, empowering you to move without limits. Call me, painfree.com.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
This is Sue Fox. Are you looking for a swimming pool for all seasons? Whether you want to lose weight or just give yourself much-needed therapy, water therapy is the perfect non-stress exercise for the body. Come to Fox & Company Salon and Day Spa and indulge in our heated lap pool, jacuzzi, and dry sauna. Just bring a swimsuit, towel, indoor footwear, and a friend. Call Fox & Company Salon and Day Spa today at 381-1773 or stop by 1211 Hatcher Lane for a tour. Oh, wait, ask about our new chair yoga sessions.
Farmer Johnny here, Taylor Family Farm. I want to give you all a little look-see. We raise 100% non-GMO grass-fed beef, pasture chicken, and pork on our family farm. Everything that we grow is raised with love and care to ensure the highest quality and nutrition for our family and customers. You can shop online at TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com or visit our farm store in person at Etheridge, Tennessee at 301 Dave Reisner Road. That's TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com for more information.
With a view, we are supporting the well today, and we're so happy to be doing that. But my name is Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Mr. Jim York is not with us today. Dude number one, we think he's probably an election commission meeting, and we thank him for his service on that commission. Regular special guest dude, favorite son, native son of Columbia, Ron Hart. How you doing, man?
Good morning.
Good morning. Ron Clayton, our congressman from here in Middle Tennessee have taken up your sense of humor, I think. First of all, Representative Andy Ogles, who does represent Murray County and other counties here in the Middle Tennessee area, he writes, Andy Ogles writes, college students, if you hate America and Israel's right to defend itself from terrorist regimes, I have good news for you. Shiraz University in Iran is offering free tuition to any student expelled for participating in the pro-Hamas terrorist riots taking place on college campuses. Study terrorism abroad for free. And I imagine we can get them, rustle them up a free plane ticket too, don't you think, Ron? One way, that is.
Yeah, it's I'm writing about this week. You know, this is the first generation. This is a kind of a dumb protest, but you kind of expect it from this first generation that used to eat Tide Pods. used to swallow those, so they're the first ones now in college. But not a real tight message with these people. The funny thing about it is they're kind of told what to do. They just want to be a part of something, and you can see when they ask them questions, like the interview, why are you protesting or whatever. And they're not getting tight answers, so it's not well thought out. It's also a further downward spiral of the college education system, especially elite colleges, further kind of pricing themselves and destruction themselves where they're really not that big a value add. It's just a big issue for me. It's been long in coming. You let these tenured professors who are way lefties, most of which are products of the 60s that protested, then think that's the thing you're always supposed to do, and you are supposed to, you know, from time to time. But they don't have much of a message. And when someone protests, you got to walk away knowing what they stood for. In this case, you really don't.
Yeah. I mean, it's always got something to do with colonialism and white people. Which.
Well, where would you be without that? If they want the genocide nature of it, and what we do have to, and I said the other day, I think we all agree on this, you have to separate having an issue with Israel being heavy-handed in Gaza, and you're not anti-Semite if you think they went overboard there, right? That's a fair discussion to have. Like, man, what is enough there? And secondly, my advice has been since 2000, since the Iraq-Afghanistan wars, is we don't need to be there. I mean, I was early on that. I was an outlier on that. As a libertarian, unless we're threatened, that was not a threat to us. It was all contrived by the CIA with yellow cake and weapons of mass destruction. It's a typical formula, well-worn path of tricking us into war. And we spent $7 trillion, maybe $10 trillion over there for nothing. Again, so we don't need to be sucked into this one either.
And now they're sucking us into spending money on Ukraine for nothing. All right, And are you familiar with Congressman Tim Burchett? I know, Clayton, you are. He was on the show with us,
He's from East Tennessee. Yes, sir.
Over around the Cookeville Crossville area, I think. He's a character. I mean, he's tough as nails and a straight talker. But, you know, speaking of, endless wars and yellow cake, or at least related to that, Tim Burchett writes, "How corrupt is the U.S. government? Congressman Tim Burchett says if anyone were to leak where the money goes when the Pentagon fails their audits, they'd be murdered. Pentagon has billions of dollars that they hide we don't ask for any accounting of. They never pass an audit in the history of audits. I've often said the only way we're really going to get to the bottom of this is somebody's going to walk out of one of these labs with this information and put it out on the internet before they commit suicide by shooting themselves in the back of the head five times."
Sounds about like working for Boeing.
It's scary. I mean, you see these people call before Congress and they take the Fifth, and these are agencies that we fund. And we have, I think, close to 16 different intel agencies, from NSA, Homeland Security, domestic this, domestic that, CIA, NSA, all these agencies, disparate agencies that don't coordinate with each other, that are very expensive. Everybody's scared of them because if you take them on, next thing you know, you're being purple.
You may have shot your head in the back. You may have shot yourself in the back of the head five times. Yeah.
Yeah, and if we have any chance of getting rid of this, it'll be Trump. I mean, he's seen the brunt of it in his world, so maybe he'll go in there. And again, I've said it on your show before, just remind your audience, the FBI has an $8 billion budget, $8 billion FBI has. They have 10,000 convictions a year. That's $800,000 per conviction. That doesn't count the DOJ's cost of prosecuting, it doesn't count the cost of incarceration. That's just the FBI's cost. Most of these are pretty minor. I mean, these are, a lot of them are like, wire fraud or what, things that go to jail for like 6 months or a year. They're not breaking up terrorist rings. They're not breaking up fentanyl rings, obviously. They're not even getting illegals off our streets in New York and Chicago and other cities. So we're paying. Do we want to pay $100,000 per arrest? Is that really a good use of our time?
And Ron, having worked with the FBI for 25 years as an assistant U.S. attorney, I think those figures ring true. They operate, basically they're not restrained by budget at all, so they spend it.
No. Yeah, I've always told when I have a problem with something, the client getting extorted or something like that, and the local, you always ask the local police, and they always tell you, go get the feds because they got a lot of money. They can go after this. If you get them interested, they're unlimited, and they'll go after it. So I'm always told a lot of times that if you have some issue you want to look into, that the local people tell you to go to the feds because, local budgets are constrained by taxes, by balancing budgets and, sensible causes, but, the feds don't. But so, this duplicity of agencies and all, they really need to be streamlined. And we really have, one day when we go broke, I mean, I'm telling everybody out there, when we go broke, like they say, you go broke slowly and then all of a sudden, and we got $32 trillion in debt, and they're going to look back on these things. Why do we have 16 agencies that didn't coordinate with each other? Why did 9/11 happen and they didn't know? And what have you done? I think Christopher Wray went before Congress, and they asked him what terrorist plots had he thwarted, and they couldn't tell him. So they just had these huge agencies, and they've become politicized because they got time on their hand. Look for further than Comey and Strzok and Stroke and all those people on the eighth floor at the FBI building in Washington, D.C. They're close to Obama, close to Biden, they're close to political figures there. They become creatures of Washington. And to advance their careers, they know they got to do the bidding of a political party. In most cases, it's the Democrats, because the Republicans just aren't mean enough to weaponize them.
It's so true, Ron. It's so true. Absolutely weaponize them. We're seeing it happen. Playing out in this nation today with a sitting president indicting and prosecuting, actively assisting in the prosecution of his opponent in the upcoming election.
Yeah, I mean, why can't we see more about Fannie Willis's visits to the White House? What was that about? Why would you take an Atlanta DA to the White House? Why is the number three guy in the DOJ prosecuting this you know, paperwork trial or whatever this trial. No one can tell you. You talk about the Arab Spring protesters not being able to succinctly tell you what they're, you know, protesting. Ask someone what the case in New York's about. They'll say hush money. They'll say this. They'll say that.
I think, campaign finance.
What is it? I don't even think they even know what the case is.
Oh, I know. I think 3/4 of the country thinks that it's illegal to enter into a non-disclosure agreement. It's not.
Yeah.
People enter into them all the time for all sorts of reasons, whether it's proprietary secrets about, you know, engineering.
A no-caller.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was. Non-disclosure agreements all the time in all sorts of situations. And that they're perfectly legal in all 50 states in the United States. So that's not what that's about. The country thinks that's what it's about. Anyway, we're going to turn back to the well for a minute. CEO of the well, Shelley Sasson, has some people she wants to thank.
I'm so excited. We actually have had, 5 donations coming in here in the last 30 minutes or so. Thank you. Thank you so much. This makes such a difference. I want to thank Andrew and Cynthia. I also want to thank David and Donna. And Jacqueline actually fed 3 families. And so we are so thankful for all of their support and their gifts to help the well today.
Okay. So every family we help, it takes about $30 to provide a week's worth of groceries through the well outreach. And why are we talking about this? Because it matters. And you talk about, you know, having accountability and disclosure in government. Transparency is important. And the well is a transparent local organization, so you can see your money at work, because they rely upon hundreds of local volunteers to deliver the food and to help folks that come into the well serve them. And so if you want to see this close hand, they need your help. So you can stop by the well on Main Street in Spring Hill and volunteer your time. Right now we're inviting you to give, because they have a need to restock the shelves. They just opened a second location in Mount Pleasant so that they could meet, help feed more local families from Columbia and Mount Pleasant and the surrounding areas. And so today we're inviting you to give. Every $30 helps another family in need, and give as generously as you can, because right now your giving is going to have double the impact. We just had a challenge that ended at 8:30, a new challenge right now before 9 o'clock. Every gift will be doubled up to $1,000. Here's the number to call if you want to give and have double the impact. It is a local number, 615-439-2921. And I encourage you to call right now, because we talk about protesters and we talk about all kinds of different ways that people get involved. But there's something special about giving your money to a local organization and then seeing it feed your neighbors in need, your neighbors in Columbia, in Spring Hill, and in Mount Pleasant. And you can make that possible with your giving this morning, and have your giving go even further with this dollar for dollar challenge up to $1,000. It's going to take some big gifts, because it was a little bit slow. We started this yesterday and we're making it up for that now. And if you can give a gift of $500, that would be incredible. It'll be doubled, $1,000. Can't do that? Give what you can, but be as generous as you can. You can do that at thewelloutreach.org or by calling 615-439-2921, but only 20 minutes remain, so don't wait. Call now, 615-439-2921.
Paul, it was so amazing to hear. Amazing, moving. I'm not sure what, somewhere in that, somewhere in that range, to hear Principal Eric Hughes, Mount Pleasant High School, talking about the tremendous difference the well's jet packs, which contain 4 meals and a snack, and are sent home with the students on weekends, and talking about the impact that has on his students' lives and their ability to be productive and be good students. And it was just amazing.
It's true. You can't focus on your studies if you're hungry, and that's a reality for thousands of kids in the area. It's not just Mount Pleasant High School. It's dozens of schools throughout Williamson-Murray County, and the well provides these jet packs so the kids have something to eat over the weekend.
Right, right. Jetpacks, backpacks, people may think there's something they strap on their back and they go flying with it or something.
It's a pack of food.
it's four meals and a snack. Yep. They get them over the weekends. And sometimes Principal Hughes says they utilize them during the week as well. Yeah. So it's all good. Let's take a break and come back.
Rick Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. What is a full-service jeweler? Experienced staff, custom designers, in-house jewelry repairs, and beautiful jewelry. Yes, at Tillis Jewelry, we are passionate, knowledgeable, and committed to integrity. We strive to be the best in our community and in our profession. We build long-term relationships and become part of family traditions that will cross generations. We delight clients by providing an unparalleled selection, superior service, and exceptional value. Tillis Jewelry, we exceed your expectations.
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Don't camp out waiting for a home repair. Keep your home running all summer during Hiller's Happy Camper Month. This month only, enjoy no interest financing for 24 months with equal payments on select home systems and upgrades. Or take advantage of our $99 drain cleaning special. Don't miss out on these big summer savings. Visit happyhiller.com today. Happy OB or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Call 844-567-6110 for details about credit costs and terms. For new accounts, the APR for purchases is 28.99%, subject to credit approval.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
The Tennessee Lottery congratulates this year's graduates from all the colleges and universities across the state. Your achievements set the stage for a brighter tomorrow. We're happy to have helped along the way by raising more than $7 billion for education and funding over 1.9 million scholarships and grants, including Hope Scholarships, Tennessee Promise, and much more. Visit DNLottery.com to see how our proceeds support successful futures.
Hey there, you don't know me, but I was standing behind you the other morning in line, remember? You thought about buying that Tennessee Lottery instant game, but changed your mind. Well, I just wanted to say thank you. I bought it and won big. Pretty annoying, right? But don't worry, I'll bring you back a t-shirt from the Bahamas.
Don't miss your chance to win up to $500,000 with the new May instant games. Plus, earn 5x VIP rewards points on all multiplier games in May, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. Call us at 931-269-9520, 931-269-9520, or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
Some people are just obsessed with their lawns. They'd cut their grass with a pair of scissors if they could. Thanks to Gravely, they don't have to. You see, Gravely makes not only the best built and most comfortable lawnmowers, but they also leave your house looking like a doggone country club. So whether you're a commercial landscaper wanting the best or just a perfectionist homeowner, you can't do better than a Gravely.
See our full line of Gravely products at Murray County Equipment, 1075 North James Campbell Boulevard in Columbia, Tennessee, or check us out on Facebook.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times, they are a-changing.
All right, we're back. 3 days with a View, Tuesday edition. My name's Del Kennedy. I am dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York, we think is at an election commission meeting, first Tuesday of the month. And regular special guest dude, native son, favorite son of Columbia, 1977 graduate, Columbia Central High, Ron Hart. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Let's see. Here's one of my favorites. Let's see. Kareen John, whatever her name is.
Pierre.
Make sure. Said violent crime is at a nearly 50-year low. Well, here's the deal. In 2022, the Biden administration made it no longer mandatory to report crime stats to the FBI. The results were that over one-third of cities and counties around the nation just don't report their stats to the FBI. But notably, the big cities that have high crime don't report it because they don't want anybody to know how bad crime is. The cities that don't report crime stats to the FBI include New York, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., Miami, and a ton of other huge cities. Of course, this is done by the Democrats to hide their soaring crime numbers and easily fool low IQ sheep and easily believing provable hogwash. America has a crime reporting problem. There we go.
Yeah, that's clearly calculated. They saw it coming, and they didn't want the numbers to look bad for them. And it's a big talking point among Republicans. Do you want your city to become Baltimore or you know, East St. Louis, or well, you name the city, you know, you just don't want to become those towns. And as a result, they said, well, best not to report it. And like you say, the ones that don't report are the worst cities around. I don't know why they did that. I don't know what else the FBI does with their $8 billion budget other than collect that information, let us know what the trend lines are, how they can be better policemen about problems that we're having. But, you know, they sweep underneath the rug, and it's not a service to the American people. You know, most cities have those numbers. It's not that hard. And, you know, obviously, if you look at them really hard, it speaks a lot to black crime. And that's a taboo subject, and they don't want numbers on that.
Yeah. Speaking of which, you spent a lot of time in Atlanta. How's Atlanta doing crime-wise these days?
It's still better down there for some reason. I don't know. It may be it's anecdotal, but it feels better down there. But I don't know. I haven't seen the numbers. I know there's a lot of protests. I think I sent you in Clayton, the AJC, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, founder's grandson is a anarchist who's funding a lot of this, kind of like a Bin Laden, who's a rich. His dad was a construction guy, and you know, he had inherited money to fund the jihad that Bin Laden funded. This is a kind of similar situation of a knucklehead heir who's a communist and anarchist. He's funding a lot of this attacking of the training center down there, the police training center down there.
You're talking about the grandson of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution owners?
Yeah, Hancock Chambers' grandson, yeah.
Oh, my
goodness.
So
he's just kind of a weirdo, and he's funding some of this through his trust fund money. So everybody needs a purpose, right? He was never going to make it business, so – as a result, sometimes they tend to ironically get bitter toward capitalism, which funded what they're able to do. So they got to find their own path, and that, and you know, you can be a product of the college system that makes you angry and liberal and wrong-minded and think that's the way to go. And that's what this guy did. He's one of the big funders of it.
And so that is absolutely amazing. So, and so they include the funding of the police training camp down there, the police training facility.
Attacking it, they firebombed it 200 times. No one in jail, by the way, right now. January 6th, they, you know, a bunch of people from the Duck Dynasty trampled through the Capitol building. They're all in solitary confinement, but down there they're firebombing a police station, and nobody is currently in jail for doing that. Over 500 people have done things to, you know, down there to this training center that they're building, which we kind of have been a little bit of a part of. The Atlanta Police Foundation helped fund a lot of it. It's just a state-of-the-art training center, which is what they say they want. And if you look at defund the police people, I always say they need more training. And so, you know, we're basically building a training center for them down there. It has a gas station, has an apartment building, kind of where you teach you how to engage people, how to SWAT team to go in there, what are the rules of engagement when you're shooting a gun. You know, so there's only 5 officers who pulled a gun last year in Atlanta. They seem to be a little proud of that, but the problem is they're so scared to pull their gun. How many times do they need to pull their gun that they didn't, you know, out of fear?
Wow. What do you think, Clay?
Well, I wanted to bring this up, not trying to change the subject, but, you know, yesterday's show was very spirited early on. And I was thinking about it a lot last night, and I think there's panic amongst some people on the left. I think that they realize we're almost to Memorial Day, and the polls are not looking good. And particularly amongst young people, it's shocking. There's been a 30-point swing from 2020 to now for people under 29 years old. Biden had won that by nearly 20 points in 2020. Now Trump's plus 11 to 15 with those folks now. So, I think Mike came in here firing on all cylinders, but I also think we watched some of the same programming over the weekend, particularly Bill Maher, and I think there's some panic set in.
There is some panic setting in on the Democratic side. There's no doubt about it. But, I mean, of course, what Clay's talking about is my friend Mike Roden came in with this list of things, which he said illustrated that Trump was a wannabe Hitler and authoritarian. I mean, all it was, and I wanted to get back to talking about the well yesterday and not pick right. Him out. I would love to have some time to, I don't have Mike's list now, but you know, all it was is just a reversal of Biden.
Talking points, threat to democracy. I took him on. It's the same old tired old trope about, oh, there's a threat to democracy. And again, here's the answer to that, and it's always the same answer. Biden is going after political enemies with DAs in the federal government. That's a threat to democracy.
That is a real threat to democracy.
That's a genuine threat to democracy. The mail-in ballots and all the things that they're doing is a threat to democracy. Secondly, he's stifling free speech. A. B, he has FBI and people entangled in Twitter trying to, you know, suppress stories at Twitter. And 4, they suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop story with supposedly 50 spooks, agency, CIA, NSA people, supposedly. Blinken, by the way, was one of them, high-ranking, you know, Secretary of State guy now, who said that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation right around the election time. So who really is, you know, and also don't forget the Russian hoax going after, you know, Carter Page and the Trump and that went on for 2 or 3 years and mired his first, you know, his first term. I mean, that's nothing worse than have that over. Like, here's some, you know, the theory there was, here's a 74-year-old man who's enjoyed the fruits of America, who at 74, he and Jeff Sessions of Alabama, same age, decided to become Russian agents. That was their theory.
Yeah, right.
You know, and that's what the nation was held. Captivated by.
Mike's list was just basically a list of executive orders of Biden that need to be reversed. It was hardly a threat to democracy.
Well, and there's something else that happened last week too that really people on the other side are very uncomfortable about. Biden was on Howard Stern, and committed to doing a debate. He's going to have to stand at a podium for 90 minutes without a teleprompter.
I don't know how that's going to work.
He can't take that back now. He's already said he's going to do it. So
well, he won't do it. His handlers already say he's going to do the View. He's going to do Howard Stern was supposedly a good interviewer. He was nothing but softball. They negotiate with these people. They think Trump's an enemy, so they go and negotiate these sweet little interviews to make him be like, you know, make Biden be likable. Ask him what his favorite color is and his favorite season. I mean, it's just these stupid questions as the world burns. So it's I hope people see it for what it is. I mean, he wouldn't even do the interview with the Super Bowl.
Which is
the coveted position in front of like what 100 million Americans or whatever. It's usually pretty softball if you're a Democrat. You get Scott Pelley or whoever, you know, one of these, you know, you don't get much, but they were scared of that.
Okay, folks, we just got three, four minutes left. We're going to go back to the Well here for a minute, the Well Outreach. Paul Goldsmith, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, this is exciting because I know you're talking about these national issues, but no matter who's in the White House, all politics does boil down to the local economy and what's happening in our neighborhood, and the Well is helping.
Food insecurity is going to be real no matter who's elected.
That's right. And the reality is there's some need in our community that's not always in plain sight. Your neighbors aren't going to tell you when they don't have anything in the pantry, but the reality is there is a great need as the population's grown here in Middle Tennessee. And the Well Outreach has a location on Main Street in Spring Hill and now just opened a second location on Main Street in Mount Pleasant. And they're trying to feed as many people as they can. And they're able to do that because they're resourceful. $30 helped provide a week's worth of groceries for a family in need. And they're inviting you to do just that. For every $30, we help another family. If you can do that, that's great. Maybe you could help three families. That would be $90. Some folks rounding up to $100. Whatever you can do. We're inviting you to be as generous as you can and call the Well this morning, locally in Spring Hill. They'll take your call. 615-439-2921 is the number. 615-439-2921 or thewelloutreach.org, and be as generous as you can. And Shelly Sasson's the CEO of The Well, and it's inspiring the generosity from our friends and neighbors. We have some people to thank.
We do, and I am... We are so excited. Thank you so much. It really takes all of us together, coming together. We have a saying, it takes a community to feed a community, and you are being community today.
Yes.
Woo! We just got our largest gift ever that we've received for this show, and we got a $2,000 gift from Scott.
Amazing.
He wants to make a difference here in our local community that will feed. I was looking at the math on it because I had 66 families.
Wow.
So you can feed a family for $30.
Such
each, so
radical
wonderful.
Generosity. Thank you.
Just wonderful.
All right. And folks, I've got another special guest.
Oh, just came in here.
Terry Hanna, who is the president of the Maury County Chapter NAACP, has come in with cash in hand.
God bless
you. Wow.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Shelly Sasson, nice to meet you.
What inspired you to give to the Well?
Well, I listened to it the last time that they was on your show, and I listen to the show every day anyway. And I said, well, you know, we need to give to this too for these kids, you know, underprivileged kids. So I decided to come by here and drop it off.
Oh, yeah. Well, God bless you. Thank you. And we need to get you together and come and have a tour of the Well sometime.
I definitely would do that.
We'd love to do that. Okay. Thank you so much.
Right.
That really makes a difference.
All right.
Beautiful.
Thank you. All right.
Terry, that's incredible. If you want to be like Terry, be a hero, stop by Front Porch Radio. We're here today only. So come on by 7th Street in Columbia. Make your donation or go to thewelloutreach.org.
All right. We'll be back next hour.